You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Steve Sudell, the inventor of the neck hammock, a simple device that attaches to any door for neck pain relief in just 10 minutes or less. I like the sounds of that, and Dr. Sudell, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Dr. Sudell, let's start with, why did you select physical therapy as an occupation?
You know, it was one of those things. I grew up playing sports and, playing a lot of competitive sports. I found myself injured. And when I found myself injured, I found myself in physical therapy. And I remember when I was 17 years old, sitting on the table, wondering what I'm going to do with my life in college. I just kind of looked around. I'm like, you know, I really like helping people and I like, you know, the health and wellness world. I think physical therapy could be a great fit. And sure enough, it has been.
Now, get into what symptoms that you uncovered that led you to become an inventor.
You know, I had always had a curiosity on how to make things better. And I kind of always thought that everyone thought like that. But it wasn't until I really got older where people really started telling me, like, you know, you do think about things an awful lot. And, I've always just tried to find ways to make things easier, make a better mousetrap. And it wasn't until... you know, after grad school that I actually started having some of the funds coming in that I could afford to start to pursue some of these ideas. I've had about three or four inventions now at this point. But the neck hammock is the one that I really thought was ready for the market, and there's a huge need and seems to be the case.
So Dr. Sudell, how did you invent the neck hammock?
You know, so I grew up playing football, and as someone who grew up playing football, I also suffered from a lot of neck pain. You combine that with me being a physical therapist over the last few years, I've seen a gradual uptick in people with neck pain. And the frustrating part for me was, number one, there was nothing that I could use at home to give myself the adequate relief, and there was nothing that I could give my patients. You know, I could treat them all day in the clinic, but eventually they have to go home and, you know, try to get better. And one day I was working out and I tweaked my neck and I wanted to give myself what's called cervical traction, which is it gradually and gently decompresses the spine. And so I grabbed a resistance band or wrapped around a pole, wrapped around the back of my neck, and I lied down in it for about 10 minutes. And 10 minutes later, my neck pain was completely gone. So I knew that I was on to something and I knew that I had to pursue it. Wasn't exactly sure where to start, and so 2 years later, here we are.
And looking at the image of the product, it certainly even brings relief just to look at how it works today. We are joined by Dr. Steve Sudell, the inventor of the neck hammock, a simple device that attaches to any door for neck pain relief in just 10 minutes or less here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How did you get funding to bring your product to market?
You know, so I pretty much had bootstrapped everything up to the point of when I launched on Kickstarter. Kickstarter is a phenomenal way to, number one, test your product, idea and see if people actually want to buy it. But it's also a great way to raise money. And so I basically, you know, got on Kickstarter. I had saved up, you know, a bunch of money before that. I shouldn't say a bunch of money, a little bit of money before that to help, you know, create a video and hire a marketing team. But I pretty much had to scrape by until we actually finished the campaign. And when we finished the campaign, that's when I truly had enough money to, you know, put down on fulfilling these orders. So crowdfunding is certainly become a great resource for inventors, one that truly can allow you to, you know, bring an idea to life that I think it would have been much more challenging to do so had we not had those outlets like Kickstarter and Indiegogo.
And how can other entrepreneurs benefit from your experience in starting a consumer product business? Get into some of those details.
You know, it's kind of a complex process. The easiest thing that I will say is the second you get an idea, just start pursuing it. You know, even if you don't know how to sell, even if you don't know how to manufacture, guarantee that you know someone who does. You know, we have this wonderful thing called Facebook that can be used other than just browsing through. It connects you with so many different people that even just simply putting a message out on Facebook, you know, asking around if people have, you know, an industrial designer that they can recommend or a manufacturer or supplier or anything, you truly don't know what you don't know until you get into it. But, you know, ideas are just ideas without action. And I had no idea how complicated this would be until I actually jumped into it. But the learning process, it's very exciting for me because now I know how to repeat this over and over again. You just got to go through the hard work initially.
Well, I got to tell you, you've done a phenomenal job with this invention. Folks, you've got to go check this out if you have any kind of neck pain or back pain. Where can we get all the details and even make purchase?
So the easiest way to find out all the information on the neck hammock is at our website, which is theneckhammock.com. We have tons of videos on how to use, the story behind, you know, why I created it, who it's for, where you can buy it. And our website actually goes live. Our e-commerce website goes live this Friday. So we're really excited about that. It's going to look very professionally done. And, you know, we're ready to take this thing to the next level.
We certainly wish you all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Really impressive, and thanks so much.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate the call.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Steve Sudell, the inventor of the neck hammock, a simple device that attaches to any door for neck pain relief in just 10 minutes or less. And for all the details, visit theneckhammock.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.